It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer holding things down in New York City, Nico Scarlatos. And thank you to you. Yeah, you, the person driving, person at work, the person at home, people relaxing, people making that money. Thank you for being here. I'll be with you for one more hour, okay? But I'm here for 4 hours every weeknight, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. So it doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing, you could tune in. Are you in your car? You listening on the radio? Great. Thank you for tuning in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got a phone? You can listen in on the free Audacy app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Put it on your phone. Put it on your tablet. You know, search Infinity Sports Network on your computer, your browser. Do it all, okay? You got SiriusXM? Well, we're there too. Channel 375. You have a smart speaker, hands-free, easy. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. A lot of NBA basketball going on. A couple of NFL stories today as well. Nothing crazy. Bill Belichick's book came out today. No longer an NFL coach, but certainly associated. And that was, speaking of the NFL, what a crazy story. We'll do this before we get out of here. We got a fan. There's a fan who is suing the NFL for $100 million. I'm going to tell you what that's about. We'll get into that next break. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And man, we got a basketball game going on right now. The Cleveland Cavaliers lead the Pacers 98-84. There is no Evan Mobley. He's out with an ankle injury. There is no DeAndre Hunter out with a thumb. There is no Darius Garland out with a toe. And some of the bench guys have stepped up here for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'll give you an update in a second. And then we got a good one scheduled to start in about 30 or so-ish minutes. Minnesota Timberwolves, they're going to host the Golden State Warriors. Thank you to our guests. Hey, we had Chris Hine on. Chris Hine just wrote a book on Anthony Edwards. And then Chris Hine also covers the Timberwolves for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. We also had a great chat with Gary Washburn. Gary Washburn covers the Boston Celtics for the Boston Globe. Yeah, we had a chance to really get into how bad the Celtics looked yesterday, jacking up all those three-point shots and then missing them. So we've had a busy show here. You can always hit me up if you want to give me a holler. Here's the number. We have paid our bill. It works. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can also get a hold of me. I'm on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. Every time the Pacers seem to get closer, Cavaliers' Donovan Mitchell seems to just put down a big three, a big layup to kind of keep them at bay. Donovan Mitchell with 36 points tonight. The Cavaliers currently lead the Pacers 98-87. It's about 10 minutes to go in this game. Nico, you think Cavs going to hold on to this one at home, right? No choke job.
I mean, all night we've been sitting here saying that we're waiting for the Pacers to go on a run, and for whatever reason, the Cavs just are doing it with these guys that we didn't expect to see do this well, and credit to them. They've been able to hold on to this lead for so long. I mean, listen, we saw the Knicks come back down 20 last night. Even the Nuggets were down 9 with like 3 minutes left and came back. Far from over, but with 10 minutes to go to still see the Cavs up 11, it's a pretty good sign for them.
Yeah, it's like the Pacers can't break the 10-ish point marker. Max Strus, nobody expecting much from him. Max Strus with 18 points here. And then Sam Merrill off the bench. He has 14 points, 4 of 9 from downtown. So that's where Donovan Mitchell is getting his help from. As Indiana has now inched a little bit closer. A timeout has been called. It is 98-89. So the Pacers might be going on that run. About 9.5 minutes to go in this game. Let's see what happens. Look. Cleveland wants to hold the win. They want to hold on and win and tie this series up 1-1. They don't want to go into an 0-2 hole. And we talked about it last break. At one point in time during the game, Donovan Mitchell was telling the fans in Cleveland just with his body language kind of piped down, you know, like you would see a quarterback do during an NFL game, trying to tell his home team to be quiet. We're trying to run this play. The fans were chanting at Tyrese Halliburton, overrated. They were yelling at the guy, overrated. It seemed like every fan, this wasn't just a pocket. You heard it on the television broadcast. And Donovan Mitchell obviously heard it, too. He did not want to spark anything in Tyrese Halliburton. As much as Tyrese Halliburton said that he doesn't care what the public thinks and it's not his interest of what people think about him. Man, when they won that series against the Bucks, outside of apologizing for his dad's actions, which his dad, by the way, is Indiana Pacers told him, hey, man, stay home. Don't come to no more games for the minute for a while. The next thing that Halliburton did was go online and kind of say, who's overrated? Overrated what? Like, I thought you just said that you don't care. But you're the first person running to the internet to kind of shout people out. Like, stop it, man. So Tyrese Halliburton hears it. He knows. And he only has 8 points tonight and 4 assists. But if he can go on a run here to help them win, you can bet your ass he's going to be the first guy going out there saying, hey, yeah, I heard the overrated chance, and we ultimately won the game. We'll see what happens. We'll keep you up to date on the Cavaliers if they can hold off the Pacers. 98-89 is the score right now. About 9.5 minutes to go in the game. I told you this, in about 25, 30 minutes from now, we got another good one. This is going to be game one between the Golden State Warriors and the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Warriors are on the road out in Minneapolis. We had a great conversation with Chris Hahn from the Minneapolis Star Tribune earlier on in the show. And when you look at this matchup, really, I'm seeing a bunch of old guys versus a new guy. And that's pretty much Anthony Edwards, who is still only 23 years old. He won't be 24 until August. He's already been a multiple-time All-Star. We know Steph Curry, on the other end, is one of the most legendary players that we've ever seen in the NBA. Jimmy Butler, one of the more fierce competitors over the past several years. And Draymond Green, one of the biggest pains in the ass that the NBA has seen as it approaches 80 years of history. And so this is going to be a good one. I like Steph Curry. Not a fan of Draymond, not a fan of Jimmy Butler. I appreciate their games, don't appreciate their attitudes. This is a tough one. But I think the size of Minnesota, I think that may slow him down, or maybe it doesn't. It's hard to look at Steph Curry and just go, well, his hand looks like he's kind of figured things out with that big old wrap on his hand. Can you count out Steph Curry? I think the answer is no. And you think about the relationship between Anthony Edwards and Steph Curry, it's certainly grown since the Olympics last year in Paris. I feel like every time I turn my head, there was a new video. There was a new meme of them bonding on Team USA basketball. I mean, before the season started, when Anthony Edwards met with the media, he sat down and told everybody. He was asked, hey, you were hanging out with Steph Curry all summer getting his gold medal. Did you learn anything from the guy? This is what Anthony Edwards had to say.
I was just telling somebody, I think that was the best part about the whole thing is the practices. Like, we played 5-on-5, scrimmaging against each other. And I think the best thing that I learned was from Steph. Like, I took Brun, like, pregame routine, but Steph just playing without the ball. So, like, the last few days we've been playing 5-on-5, I just be cutting, getting out the way, and I get easy shots. So, I think I learned the most from Steph.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you can learn how to shoot like him, that'd be pretty awesome. But come on, let's be real. Who's shooting like that guy? You know, right before the series, Steph Curry was asked about Anthony Edwards and what he should expect, what the Golden State Warriors should expect. And this is what Steph Curry had to say.
I mean, you watched a little bit of their first round series. He's playing with supreme confidence. We know, you know, they had their run last year and they're a new look with Randall, but same Ant who's trying to take, you know, strides and, with every opportunity he gets. And, you know, it's going to be a tough challenge. We know you're going to have to send multiple bodies at him and figure out a game plan to go at him. But, yeah, they're hot right now. They've been playing some great basketball the last couple of months. And, we're excited that we have an opportunity to have some more basketball to play too.
Okay. Yeah, well, they got some more basketball. This is going to be a real series to watch. And I think all these series, right? I think all things considered, we got some good matchups right about now. Knicks stole one against the Celtics. I still think the Celtics will win. I wouldn't be surprised if OKC and Denver went the limit, 6 or 7. What we got right now between Cleveland and Indiana, I think they go 6 or 7. And I think we'll get the same thing tonight. This will actually be a good round of basketball. It's just unfortunate that in a lot of cases, injuries is really what stops a lot of these teams from really moving forward. Hopefully that's not the case for the Cleveland Cavaliers, as this lead has finally been chopped down. It is now 100-94. The Cavaliers lead the Pacers. And there's about 7.5 minutes left in the game. And the Pacers, well, Nico, it looks like they finally started to go on that run, huh?
Yeah, here we go. All of a sudden now, 6-point game. So Cavs better be careful with under 8 to go.
Yeah, Pacers have gone on a 9-2 run in about the last 2.5 minutes. So we'll keep you up to date on that one. Nico, what are your thoughts on the next game and what we'll see between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Golden State Warriors? Would you lean one way or the other?
I'm big into playoff experience is everything, so I am going to lean Warriors. But listen, Anthony Edwards we saw him do it before where he knocks off players that, I don't want to say better, that are better than him, because he's so talented, but he just took down LeBron and Luka. We saw him take down some greats last year. Wouldn't be shocked if the Timberwolves win. I'm going to value the playoff experience, though. So give me Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and, of course, Steph Curry.
Yeah, let's see what they do. I wouldn't mind seeing the Golden State Warriors go on another run. It's just easy to root for Steph Curry and just see, you know, how he can continue to add on to his legacy. Because the reality is, man, how many more years? I'm sure at some point in time, Anthony Edwards is going to win himself a title. I'm sure he's going to lead the way towards a championship. Like, we're in the twilight of Steph Curry's career. Like, we're towards the end of LeBron's career. I'd love to see either one of these guys, both of them. Not that it's going to happen, I don't think. I wouldn't mind seeing it. I think one of these will happen. Durant will win another title. Curry will win another title. Or LeBron will win a championship. You think we'll see one of these guys hoist the Larry O'Brien again?
I think it seems as though Steph has the best chance to do it. So I would say so, but I will say I'm rooting for the Timberwolves because, similar to my point before, we've already seen the Warriors win enough. That fan base doesn't need to be spoiled anymore. Let's give a new team a chance to win a title.
You said what team? What? Which one? The Timberwolves?
Yeah.
You think this Timberwolves team will win a championship?
I don't think that they will, but I'll certainly be rooting for them.
Yeah, I don't think so. In a couple of years, I got to be honest. I'm surprised they've had this much success with Julius Randle. I think about Julius Randle, I'm going like, okay, this guy's a hothead or he's going to get hurt. And sometimes he falls in love too much with the jump shot. Some of his decision-making is just like, give me a break. As a secondary option, I don't know. It's tough. Sometimes watching him is tough. I don't know if they have enough behind Anthony Edwards, or Anthony Edwards could just be the guy to will them there. I think one day he is definitely going to win a championship, all things considered. Anthony Edwards, he hasn't even reached, quote-unquote, his final form. Like, there's so much more that he could do. It is hard to believe Anthony Edwards is only 23 years old. He's not even 24 yet. Anthony Edwards is a bad man. They'll be in action in about 15, 20 minutes from now. Cavaliers are still leading the Pacers. It's now 102-96. Indiana Pacers just about 6.5 minutes. Still plenty of time to go left in this game. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, I want to talk some money with you real fast, okay? Because there is an NFL fan that is so unhappy with something that just took place. He is suing the league for $100 million. I'm going to tell you about this lawsuit on the other side. And speaking of players winning a ring in the NBA, somebody wants to pay James Harden. Yeah, if you can believe that, somebody wants to give James Harden a check. And I guess they believe that by paying him, they will get closer to a championship. I don't know what they're smoking, but we'll talk about that on the other side as well. Of course, we'll get into a few things that took place this day in sports history. So much more to do before we roll out. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And oh boy, folks, here we go. We got ourselves a game. It's about 5.5 minutes to go. The Cleveland Cavaliers now lead the Pacers 104-98. We got Donovan Mitchell leading the way for the Cleveland Cavaliers with 40 points. But to the surprise of nobody, a lot of the juice that we saw early from Max Strus, who has 18 points, and Sam Merrill, who has 14. They got to hit some more big shots here. You just can't rely on Donovan Mitchell to ultimately win it. Maybe the home crowd, who's absolutely jumping and bumping right now, kind of get them over the hump to hold on to this lead. But the Indiana Pacers have gone on that run. And we'll keep you up to date on this game as it continues on. Also, you know, we had a conversation with Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe. He joined us last hour. And despite what we saw last night from a team who did blow a big lead, the Boston Celtics, they blew a 20-point lead to the New York Knicks. When you take a look at what's going on in Boston, people are starting to say, hey, we're paying a lot of money to a lot of these star players and ancillary players. The Porzingis's of the world, the Jrue Holidays, these guys have been all-stars in other places, and we know Tatum and Brown, they're the stars of the show. But when you take a look at Boston, there's a lot of money invested into the team. And there have been rumors that however the season ends, with a championship, not with a championship, that some of those other players, they might ultimately have to move on from them. But we've seen a team over the weekend, they have already been eliminated. They're done. The Los Angeles Clippers lost to the Denver Nuggets in 7 games. And you think about Kawhi Leonard, he has 2 more years left on his deal. He ain't going anywhere. And then you think about James Harden, the guy who absolutely stunk. This man lost another game 7. James Harden, another horrific performance, just embarrassing himself out there. The man only walked away with 7 points in an elimination game. He's a veteran. He's a former MVP. 7 points by James Harden. And James Harden, you think about what his contract might be, final year of his deal, he'll be making $36 million. If you're James Harden, you want to get paid. If you're James Harden, you might want to say, hey, I need a contract extension. And if you're Lawrence Frank, who's the president of the Los Angeles Clippers, he spoke to the media because they had their end of season conferences. And he basically said, I want to keep the team together, including James Harden. Listen to this.
Sometimes, as we've seen, we've had some young players that we've liked, never really could get on the floor just because the guys in front of them were better, no fault of them. And they've gone on, they've got some opportunities elsewhere. That happens, especially when you're in a situation that we're in, where every year we're trying to compete, like regardless of the fact that we don't own our own draft for 4 years, just from an organizational philosophy from Steve, it's always about competing and giving our fans every single night. He wants them knowing we're trying to win.
Oh, boy. Well, yeah. I guess if you're in this deep, you got Kawhi Leonard on the team, you want to keep talent around him, even though the talent, James Harden, is, he's a choker in the biggest moments. And he has 1 year left on his contract. It is a player option. Now, who the hell is giving James Harden more than $36 million a year? Like, James Harden is going to have to stick around with the Los Angeles Clippers. He's going to have to stay. He's going to have to get his $36 million, and he's going to have to probably enter into free agency and just hope that the Clippers say, oh, yeah, you know what? We're going to bring you back. Because at this stage of his career, James Harden is going to be 36 years old next season. Yeah, he can pass the basketball. Ain't nobody looking at James Harden to be star number two. Nobody's looking at him to go out there and ultimately take over a game. James Harden is just he's a glorified point guard at this stage of his career who has an MVP. Like, you think about some of the stars in the NBA that have now, I'm going to say, entered into that, hey, goodbye, you're a role player phase. Let's look at Russell Westbrook. This man is still coming off of the bench for the Denver Nuggets, and he is certainly capable and has given them a boost. Chris Paul, I don't even know. Is he going to be back with the San Antonio Spurs next year? God bless him. Surprisingly, he did go out there and play all 82 games for the Spurs. These are guys who have been all-stars. These are future Hall of Famers that have had to take just a full back seat. And James Harden, I think as long as he's in the league for his passing, he'll be able to run a team and start at the point guard position. But to think that the Clippers are going to win a championship with him, it's not going to get better as he gets older. And what the Clippers can add to this team to support Kawhi? Look, I know Steve Ballmer, the owner of the Clippers, Microsoft billionaire, and he helped build the new arena out in Inglewood. We've seen all this. We know he'll spend money. He is going to ride this until the wheels fall off, until Kawhi is done, until James Harden is done, and he has to go through a legitimate rebuild. And maybe, just maybe, he'll always throw some money at somebody so he has a star. But the Clippers are not winning anything. I'm sorry. Not with Kawhi, and not with his injury history, and certainly not with James Harden at number two. So listening to Lawrence Frank explain why they're not going to blow things up, it's like a ticking time bomb that, you know, ultimately is just, it's going to go out there and it's going to explode. I feel bad for the Clipper fans. All Nico, how many Clipper fans are there?
I don't think there's that many.
You talking five? There's more than five, right?
I will say that's more than Charger fans, though, right?
Ooh. Well, all the Charger fans, all the real Charger fans are in San Diego, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I don't understand why that should stop them from still going to games. Like, sometimes it takes me 2 hours to get from my house to MetLife.
You want people in San Diego? Do you know how long that would take on a game day? Like, why would somebody torture themselves for that?
If they really are that big of a fan, I would do it.
What? 70,000? Well, how many people? You want 30,000 people to come from L.A. Metro. And then you want another, what, 40,000? How many people fit in that place? Is it 70,000?
Let's see. I'm looking it up right now.
SoFi Stadium.
SoFi Stadium.
It doesn't even matter. That would be like a 3.5. That'd be 6 hours, probably more than that, round trip, given all the stupid traffic out there.
It is 70,240. But my point is on a Sunday, if I leave my house at 9:30 a.m., I'm maybe at MetLife by 11:30, and then coming home, I leave at 4. Sometimes I'm not home till 7. You're do what you got to do for the team. You go out there and support.
You are crazy. you're nuts. You think people are going to drive from San Diego up to L.A.? It's like it's almost 2 hours by itself in a general sense. And then you think about driving to Inglewood and the traffic. I would say it's probably 3 hours. And then you got to sit there for a 3 to 4 hour game. And then you got to turn around.
You make it like you're sitting there for a 3-4 hour game as if you're not enjoying it. Like that's you're going to do something fun.
I'm thinking about the time and the time of day, man. Ain't nobody. Yeah, I'm sure you got diehards. It would make more sense. And then that drive, nobody wants to do that anyway. But when you think about it, have you ever driven from San Diego to L.A.?
I have not. The furthest west I've been is Las Vegas, so I have not been to California.
Okay. Yeah. It's I've done the drive, and I haven't done the drive in driving to a football stadium. Okay. So, yeah, not on my not on my to do list of things to do. I barely want to go when I'm in a city. I barely want to go to the stadiums that are in the suburbs, which is why I'm very happy and excited. The fact that, you know, out in D.C., they're going to move the Commanders from the burbs and bring them back into the city. I hate going out to Arizona because I don't want to go to the football stadium. It's 30, 45 minutes away. Don't like going to Dallas because going to Jerry's World is a pain in the ass. Let alone you're telling me now to go to a different city. No, thank you, Nico. You got a lot of time on your hands, huh?
No, actually, I mean, I root for my team. I show them support. Okay. If I was home on the couch, I mean, I'm only one person. I obviously can't control an entire fan base. But if I was home on my couch and I saw every Sunday my stadium filled with the opposing team's fans, I'd be livid.
Well, I don't care. I don't be caring. Listen, I got, you know, Nico, you know what I got at my house? I got food. I can go to the what do you call this thing? Marco, what you call the thing where I get stuff out of to drink? The fridge.
The refrigerator, yes. Yes.
Go to the fridge. I don't have to wait in line, you know, to use the bathroom. What else am I? I don't got no drunk, belligerent people hanging out around me. I don't have to drive to get out of a parking lot. Like, I got no problem watching a game at home. And I don't, if there's an, you know what? If there's an opposing team inside of my home stadium, I don't care about that. You know what that's just indicative of to me? That my team sucks. Maybe I'm out here rooting for a loser. I don't care. Maybe that's a personal. Yeah, I ain't got it. Marco, are you traveling? You driving 3 hours round trip to go to a football game?
Hell no.
Okay.
There is no chance. No chance.
Did you hear Nico? Nico?
Oh, I heard it. Oh, I heard it.
The Charger fans should drive. The real ones should drive from San Diego to L.A.?
Yeah, no. And I did do that drive once. It was like 25 years ago. Hell no.
Oh, my God.
Hell no.
And you didn't do it to a football stadium, huh?
No. We were just going out for whatever, like a Friday or Saturday night. We went to the, you know, Gas Lamp District and all that. It was a good night. I'm not doing that drive to go on a Sunday to ruin the entire day. Hell with that.
You said ruin the entire day?
Yeah.
Because the drive?
Well, look, the drive going is not as bad as the drive going home, especially if they lose. And it's your entire day. So, like, you're not really locked into any other game. So you're only getting one game on a Sunday. And if they lose, it completely shoots the whole day. Never mind all the other stuff that you threw in. The couch, the comfort, the food, the lack of line. Although in my house, there's still a line for the bathroom. But it's not as long if you're in, you know, at the stadium.
Right. Where did I go a couple weeks ago? I was at an Atlanta United game at Mercedes-Benz, right? This is a Saturday afternoon. Now, the game is over, and I'm leaving. I'm walking out, and I'm looking. I'm like, what is this? It's the line to get to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's been sitting around drinking beer for the past 2 hours and change. People probably drinking before they got to the match. There must have been, I don't know, 50 people standing in line to go to the bathroom? Marco, man, I'm not waiting in line to pee. I got to wait 50 people in front of me and they're drunk too? Like, what am I doing?
No, and that's the thing. And that's something where as you get older, so for our older folk, when you're younger, it's like, man, I'm not waiting in line. I'll get home. I'll figure it out. Whatever. You get old and you look at it like, Jesus, I got to wait in that line because there is no way I'm going to get home before
we
have a problem.
I got to measure out how much I've been drink versus what I'm going to pee. I'm like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, well, either that or you're taking the bottle with you into the car.
Oh, yeah. All right, Marco. Okay. Marco.
Hey, I'm just saying, you get older, man. It's not as easy. It's not as easy to be like, hey, I could do that later. You just can't.
I measure myself, okay? I just go, hey, how much beer can I have here? When can I have beer here? When do I stop drinking beer? Because I ain't standing in no 15-minute line to pee. That is not happening.
So we go back to the original thing.
Stay home.
Yeah.
Nico, you'll get there one day, okay?
I guess so. That's what it seems like.
Yeah. You hope you will. I hope you will. Anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Phone lines are open if you want to give a holler. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You traveling 3 hours to go to a game? Round trip? I'm talking 6 hours total. You doing that? If you are, call me. Tell me how much you love your team. If you're like me, you'd be sitting on the couch. When we come back, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Oh, yeah, and I didn't forget. There's an NFL fan suing the league for $100 million. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Wow, how about this? This is turned into a good one right now. Cavaliers lead the Pacers 119 to 116. It's 27 seconds to go here in the game. Minnesota and Golden State, they just tipped off. They got 2 points each, so not worth in breaking things down there. Let's see if Halliburton can help come back and lead the way. A comeback against the Cavs. We'll keep you up to date. We'll see if this game is over before we get ready to roll out. In a few minutes, I'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Let's go ahead and get to the phone lines. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Before we went to break, we were talking about just getting in and out of some of these stadiums and driving and tailgating. Well, forget tailgating. We specifically talked about Charger fans driving up from San Diego to L.A. And I'm just like, no, thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean. He's calling from Oregon. Hey, Sean, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, JR. I think a lot of America is lucky to live within about 3 hours of a ballpark. You know, I got to go up and see Mariners games up in Seattle. It's about a 3.5 hour drive. It's about the same amount on the train. I take the Amtrak up there a lot. I drive sometimes if I got a crew with me. But I think, you know, it just depends on where you live. You're lucky to be that far. I mean, it's about a two-hour drive down to Austin to see a Ducks game from Portland. And I live a little outside of Portland. And I don't go to every game, but I go to a few games a year. And I'm going to go up to Seattle to see the Yankees next week.
Well, see, those are events. I mean, you think about a football game, you in the NFL specifically, you're getting about 7 or 8 of those in a year. You ain't doing that for every game.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, come on now. And now, also, think about this. How many people, when you think about a sporting event, wouldn't you say the majority of people who are going, wouldn't they be more in the metro area? I'd say maybe 90-ish minutes out and probably no more than that. Wouldn't you say that's the majority of folks?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But they probably get several hundred people that show up from outside area like where I live, you know, in a couple hours around.
Absolutely. I mean, you start filling these things up, you're thinking about 50 to, in some cases, 90,000 people. Yeah, you gotta get people from far and wide if they're not from a densely populated area. There ain't no doubt about this. You are certainly a diehard, Sean. I know these teams appreciate you, man.
We're working on getting a ballpark here in Portland. We got a spot designated, and we actually got some funding in the state, and they're going to start off with $800 billion the state's going to donate to get a stadium built.
Okay. Well, listen, man, maybe sooner than later, we'll see what pops up, okay?
Have a great day, brother.
You as well. Thank you, Sean, for calling up. For more, now they got some good beer in Oregon. Oh man, I love it up there. Anyway, Indiana Pacers at the free throw line right now, trying to put some points up on the board. And forget that, they have taken a lead here, 120 to 119. Tyrese Halliburton misses a free throw. I don't know if it was intentional or not. And then he goes ahead, and then he gets the. The three, you can't make this stuff up. The Indiana Pacers just came back to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. The final score, 120 to 119. Halliburton stunk for the majority of the game. Knocks down the free throw, misses another one, gets the ball back. I don't know what the Cavaliers were thinking about when it came down to rebounding the ball. Halliburton got his own damn rebound and knocks down the game-winning three. You can't make this up. The Cleveland, excuse me, I mean, there's a lot going on. The Cleveland Cavaliers are now in an 0-2 hole as Mr. Overrated. Oh, he's going to get a fine for that one. Tyrese Halliburton in his celebration, he just did the Sam Cassell, let's call him the Big Cojones Dance. And, Nico, this is why Donovan Mitchell basically told the fans to stop yelling at Halliburton that he was overrated. This is why.
You could not have been more right with your point earlier about trying to limit that from happening or avoid that, I should say. What a shot. I mean, I don't think he missed that free throw on purpose. It didn't look like it.
It looked short. There would be no reason for it. Well, they would maybe, yes. Well, it was 117 to 119 when he missed that shot. And so even if he made it, they would have been down. They would have been down by 1 point. It would have been 119 to 118. And so I think he missed it. And this is me just thinking. I think he missed it intentionally to try to get that rebound. Because otherwise, they would have ran the clock out. We saw that Cleveland, there was 1 second left on the clock. They didn't get anything out of that. No more timeouts. So it's kind of crazy. The Indiana Pacers come back. They beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. A final score, 120 to 119. Tyrese Halliburton, game-winning three. He gets his own rebound on a missed free throw. Is able to get the ball, dribble and reset at the top of the three-point line, and then just drills a three to win the game. Halliburton finishes 19 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists. This isn't the end of a series, so I don't know if he's going to be loud enough to go online and yell overrated again. But this man he's putting the league on notice. Everybody who thought he was overrated. The Cleveland Cavaliers in an 0-2 hole after starting off on fire. Donovan Mitchell, 48 points, 9 assists, 5 rebounds. Max Strus with 23 points. And Jared Allen with 22. Not enough to get the victory. Hey, it's the end of the show. You know what that means. It's time for a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Hey, it's May 6th, 1998. Kerry Wood, he tied an MLB record. Shout out to Roger Clemens. With 20 strikeouts in a game. Okay, Cubs beat the Astros 2-0. Listen to this, courtesy of MLB.
20-year-old Kerry Wood gets Derek Bell for his 20th strikeout, a National League record. He has his first Major League complete game and shutout, and it's a one-hitter over the Houston Astros. They're mobbing Kerry Wood at the mound. The young Texan has blanked the Astros 2-0.
It'd have been nice if him and Pryor could have stayed healthy. May 6th, the year 2006, the Suns, they completed a 3-1 series comeback against those Los Angeles Lakers. The Suns beat them Game 7, 121-90. Kobe Bryant, he had like 1 point in the second half. Okay, listen to this, courtesy of TNT.
Right now, it is all about the Phoenix Suns. They've come back from a 3-1 deficit and beaten the Lakers in the first round.
Yeah, Kevin Harlan, that voice travels a whole lot, doesn't it? May 6, 2012, the Kings, they swept the Blues. They became the first 8th seed to beat 2 top seeds in the same playoffs. This is courtesy of NBC. Listen to them get the job done.
They had a great chance. Checked by Green and comes out to the line. Shattenkirk, a couple of fakes. Knocked away in the side area by Green and out to center ice. Kopitar hands it off. Dustin Brown into the open net.
Yeah. And I guess, well, tonight won't go down in sports history, but what a crazy game. Anyway, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. What a crazy ending. Damn it, if we get some more playoff games like that, sign me. We've seen a lot of big shots. Aaron Gordon last night with a three-point to win. We saw Jalen Brunson last week with the three-pointer to eliminate the Pistons. What we're getting right now is ridiculous. Halliburton, Mr. Overrated. And I can't wait to hear what he says. I know his dad is losing his mind somewhere. If his dad knew how to act correctly, his dad would be able to watch in the arena. Tyrese Halliburton, game-winning three. Pacers win 120 to 119. At one point in time, they were down 20 points. Man, we're going to have a wild one. And then we also have, obviously, the Warriors and the Timberwolves. They just got underway. The Warriors are up 7-6. The game just started. Hey, Nico, thank you for hanging out the past 2 days. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure to be a part of the show.
Man, no doubt about it. The NBA is off to a hot start. Hey, thank you to Chris Hahn, who covers the Timberwolves for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Thank you to Gary Washburn for coming through from the Boston Globe. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You're listening to the Infinity Sports Network. The JR Sport Brief show might be over. We'll be back tomorrow with a new top six list. But don't go anywhere. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Please be safe, be well, be cool, be smooth, be amazing. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you, Nico, for your help.